4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon here on KDRP.org. Welcome to another edition of Across the Pond. Ed Miller to my name. I'm here every week from 4 o'clock till five with music from both sides of the Atlantic, but mainly from the far side, from Ireland, Scotland, England, and occasionally from this side as well. I'm glad to say for the first time in a while, I had some new releases that have come in, and that's what I'm going to focus on today. Some of performers I've never heard of, which is not uncommon, I guess, because I'm losing touch with what's happening across the pond. But some great music has come in recently, and I'm going to play you a selection of that on the show today. I'm going to start off with a track from a wonderful singer and guitar player from Orkney, from the islands north of the mainland of Scotland. His name is Ivan Drever. And he has a song here called Homeland. And right after that, you're going to hear something rather different. A lot of you have heard me play Jim Malcolm on this program. Jim is a wonderful guitar player and singer, mainly of traditional Scottish songs and some that he's written himself. But his daughter has blossomed into quite a performer. And I'm going to play a version of a traditional song, but done in a completely different way than the original, if there was such a thing, was performed. We'll hear Beth Malcolm on her version of John Reilly. But first of all, Ivan Drever.
Hard times for the cotters, for the shepherds and the children, the labourers and crofters have all to leave the land. Lying in the midst of plenty, a starving hand is reaching for a better understanding of the rich man's domain. So leave now from Alness, go far now from the highlands. Carpenters and shepherds, are you sons of working men? Oh, travel now, you tinkers, sing all your songs, you buskers. Travel from your homeland and leave your heart behind. Foreign kingdom beckons for those who cannot linger. Shelter and protection, oh, for them it is denied. And those who stay behind here face only destitution. When there is no work, then there's no way to survive. So leave now from Alness, go far now from the highlands. Carpenters and shepherds, are you sons of working men? Oh, travel now, you tinkers, sing all your songs, you buskers. Travel from your homeland and leave your heart behind. Are the voices of authority from the cavalier, the factor? Spirits never broken, nor the backs of working men. And the steam looms of Glasgow have left the village weaver. Nothing in his pockets, aye, and nothing in his hands. Leave now from Alness, go far now from the highlands. Carpenters and shepherds, are you sons of working men? Oh, travel now, you tinkers, sing all your songs, you buskers. Travel from your homeland and leave your heart behind. Thank you.
That's a version of John Reilly, old traditional song of the returned lover. I'll leave it up to you to decide if you like that kind of treatment to an old song or not. I certainly love the voice of Beth Malcolm, and I'm having a hard time getting her image out of my mind because I haven't seen her since she was about 6 years old, and I'm still picture this little redhead girl running around and... Anyway, now she is one of the few singers who are fronting a band called Nightworks. Most of the members are from the island of Skye, and they're described as a self-styled powerhouse proponent of folk electronica with a reputation for unapologetic innovation. So there you go. Electronic music is, I think, pretty hefty. Often hypnotic, some people think, and I'm just reading a review here from Living Tradition that described it as a programmed power train of pulsing, repeated subterranean bass sounds underpinning layered serpentine and shifting patterns of pounding percussive beats and other texture details. There you go. Who writes that stuff? Anyway, I'll leave it up to you to decide if you like it or not. Certainly she is a singer with a future, I think. Right, let's hear one more track from Ivan Drever.
Call all hands, man the capstan, see the cable running clear. And with the wheel boys for our home, and we will steer, rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea, rolling home to Caledonia. Thank you. across the sea, rolling home to Caledonia, rolling home, dear land to be, round Cape Horn, one frosty morning, and our sails were filled with snow. Clear your sheets and swing your halyards, swing her around and let her go, rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea, rolling home. A hearty welcome waiting in that land to which we go, rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea, rolling home.
She'll sing, and at night she will return to her own nest again.
Oh no, my Flora, it's no such thing, for the sun it is a-shining and the lark is on the wing.
When you have done all that you've got to do, come down to the meadow, lie in the long grass with you.
For the lark in the morning, she rises from her nest, and she mounts in the air with the dew upon her breast. Like the pretty plowboy, she whistles and she'll sing, and at night she will return to her own nest again.
Some new releases here today on Across the Pond. Except that one was actually recorded in 2009, but was only released this year, featuring Wolf Lusher, who's based in Colorado, with bouzouki and guitar and percussion. I've always known him as a drummer, and it's interesting to see how well he's developed his bouzouki playing. But the dominant instrument there was the accordion, with his partner in crime or music, Mark Kenneth. We heard about three tunes there. The first one, Staffin Island, or The Hut on Staffin Island. That's a Phil Cunningham song about an island just off the island of Skye. And it's a very small island. In fact, it's only an island when the tide is in. So when the tide's out, you can walk over to it. Except you need to watch what the tide's doing. And I believe Phil at one point forgot about watching the tide and spent a rather cold night on that island until the tide went out again and he could get home. A couple other tunes there, Tuttles and the Banshee, from Wolf Lusher and Mark Kenneth. We heard one track to start that set off, another track from Ivan Drever from Orkney, and an old song about going home. It's called Rolling Home, an old sea song. In between, from a couple of people I have never heard of before, but I thought I'd give you a sample of their new CD, Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage, and their version of Lark in the Morning. Well, the most exciting thing that came through the mail this week, as far as I'm concerned, is a brand new CD from Scottish fiddle player Ian Fraser. He has been, over the years, one of the main teachers and inspirations behind a movement called Fesh Ross, meaning Ross Shire Festival in Scots Gaelic. It was first founded in 1986 to try and provide opportunities for children and young people to learn the skills of traditional music and to engage in the Gaelic language and its culture. However, adults said, well, we kind of want to be part of that as well, not just the children. So The first fish for adults was run in 1991 in the town of Dingwall. And over the past 30 years, that has grown into an event that happens in three towns, Dingwall, Gairloch, and most recently Ullapool. And the number of people in the workshops has grown from about 30 at the first event to 300 now. So it's a wonderful three-day event of concerts, recitals, pub sessions, talks, and just a weekend of great fun. So Ian Fraser was commissioned to write some tunes about Fesh Ross, and he decided to call his collection, or his compositions, Gneiss. That's G-N-E-I-S-S. It's one of the most ancient rocks that exist in the world, and most of Wester Ross in the Highlands of Scotland is made up of that hard, hard, ancient stone. So Ian Fraser has composed a suite of different pieces referring to each of those three locations, Dingwall, Gairloch and Ullapool. So here, the first track we'll hear is dedicated to the town of Ullapool, Out on the Grass, from Ian Fraser. Ian Fraser's wonderful new collection, a suite of tunes written on commission for Fesh Ross, or Wester Ross Gaelic Festival in Scotland. We're going to hear more from that CD in just a moment, but take a quick break and let our underwriters tell us that they support this program, just like you do by listening. And we'll be back in a moment.